EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 52. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 25. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 53. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Board of Regents is advocating for an increase in teacher pay for both K-12 and higher education teachers across the state, along with better benefits, as they say Kansas is facing the worst teacher shortage that it's ever known. KAKE News reports that according to Rick Ginsburg, the Dean of Education at the University of Kansas, they say, quote, part of the problem is our salaries in education stink. Add that to the working conditions that are challenging, a public that is rather critical, and more. So what you end up with is something that is awfully challenging. According to the Kansas Board of Regents, they have created 15 recommendations in their draft reports called to expand the Kansas Teacher Service Scholarship Program, which is available for only hard-to-fill teaching specialties such as math, science, and special education in certain parts of the state. As they say, expanding scholarships for teachers would reduce college costs and making teaching more affordable career options for many individuals. One of the other options is also paying student teachers up to $5,000 for every semester they work in the classroom.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
The Kansas Gas Service is set to host local events across the state of Kansas to help customers apply for the annual benefits to pay for part of their energy bills. WIBW reports that according to the Kansas Gas Service, they have partnered with state agencies to help customers complete the low-income energy assistance program applications, as the program is administered through the Kansas Department of Children and Families and helps low-income homes pay for part of their energy costs through the annual benefit. According to the Kansas Gas Service, the 2023 application period is open now through March 31st. As they have released a statement saying, quote, we know that Kansas residents are facing challenges with increases in costs across the board, including higher utility bills. Our goal at these community events is to ensure that they are aware of the various available payment options and resources and to assist qualifying customers with the LIEAP applications. For a schedule of the community forums, you can go to the website at KansasGasService.com. In other news, the city manager for the city of Salina has appointed Clarence C.J. Wise as the new police chief for the city. Good American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the latest leading economic indicator report has been released from the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, that does not show a pretty picture for the economy going into 2023. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, the indicator, which predicts the economic activity for the next 6 months, fell by 0.16%. According to Eric Thompson, the director of Bureau of Economic Research, he says, quote, the leading indicator has dropped in four of the past 6 months, suggesting there will be no growth in Nebraska's economy for the first half of 2023. They say initial claims for unemployment insurance also rose for the month of November, and that manufacturing hours worked dropped overall. In other news, Nebraska State Senator Ray Aguilar, along with a few of the colleagues in the Senate, has requested $8 million from the state's general fund to build a new state veterans cemetery in Grand Island, Nebraska. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the legislators, they hope the federal government would include part of the program in the omnibus spending package, but has officially presented the bill to the legislature's Government Affairs Committee. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker is retiring February 28th and notified the governor this past week. The Marshall County Democratic Central Committee will meet to consider nominations Thursday, January 19th at 7 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. Registered Democrats, as of the November general election, that are interested in the post may contact Party Chairman Jim Swim Jr. at 785-562-8390. Ellenbecker has worked in the treasurer's office for some 22 years and was elected to the post November 2012. Ruth Martin was sworn in last Tuesday as Marshall County Register of Deeds, replacing Martha Rush, who retired. A recent decision by Marshall County Commissioners to change operation of the recycling program, leasing trailers from Temp's Disposal, and contracting with them for hauling is to take effect March 1st. This will allow 24/7 drop-off at sites to be determined in Marysville, Blue Rapids, Waterville, Frankfort, and Axtell, which will replace the once-per-month drop-off locations. Additional details will be forthcoming. Washington County Commissioners voted last meeting to move department heads back to salary, as was done previous to 2015, eliminating overtime and longevity pay, which will reduce paperwork and simplify budgeting. Discussions continued regarding a proposal for a countywide ambulance service, continuing efforts to explore funding options. Wind farm proceeds could be helpful establishing a service, but ongoing financial resources would be necessary. If an August vote on a sales tax were approved by residents, that income would not become available until 2024. Locations for ambulance service have not been determined, and it's believed that current locations would likely be maintained. Adequate staffing and support are primary concerns with the current system. Conversations will continue. No decisions were made regarding the issue. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Annual meeting of the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is planned Tuesday evening at the Community Center. $50,000 bond has been set for a Baileyville man, Kevin Schmitz, age 52, who was arrested by Seneca Police December 31st on charges of possession of marijuana, controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and traffic contraband into a correctional facility. Marshall County Arts Cooperative has tickets on sale for their annual musical review fundraiser. Some 40 local musicians will take the stage Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, at Venue 36 in Marysville. The annual event funds many of the organization's shows and activities during the year. General admission tickets are $25, reserved seats $40, online at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 785-859-4260. A public meeting regarding daycare proposals will be hosted by the City of Marysville Wednesday evening at 6 at Landall Lanes. The city is considering options for expanding daycare in the community and is seeking feedback from current operators and or those interested in the matter. For additional information, contact City Administrator Austin St. John. The meeting Wednesday evening at 6 at Landall Lanes. Robert Bob A. Adams, age 79, of Vermilion, formerly of Grand Prairie, Texas, and Beatrice, passed away Friday. A visitation is planned Tuesday, 2 until 8, with military honors at 4 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Family will see friends Tuesday, 4 until 6, with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Bob Adams.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Do you need health insurance? NECAP, Inc. can help. Their certified navigator can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Open enrollment runs through January 15th. Don't wait. Call Michaela Kluck at 785-742-2222, extension 170, or go online at kansascares.org to make your appointment today. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15th. NECAP, Inc. can help you enroll. Call Michaela at 785-742-2222, extension 170 today.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Weather conditions looking to stay quiet not only for this afternoon but over the next couple of days as well, as high pressure continues to dominate our weather pattern, with our temperatures running above average for this time of year, expecting highs to reach into the lower range of the 50s by this afternoon with a good deal of sunshine. And for tonight, under clear and calm conditions, overnight lows dropping back into the middle 20s. Tuesday, much the same, still enjoying lots of sunshine with lower 50s for high temperatures. Wednesday, we get one more dry day with just some increasing cloud cover, back to highs in the upper 40s. And then a weak disturbance does look to bring a chance for some light snow Wednesday night. Could even mix with some rain at times in the evening, with overnight lows dropping back into the mid-20s. Thursday, any lingering snow showers ending early, not as mild, back in the upper 30s for highs, with low 40s Friday. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39, record high on this date, 75. The average low, 19, and the record low, 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:22.
January is designated as National Hobby Month. We will take a look at the state of hobbies in the 21st century on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 9th, the ninth day of the year. Singer Joan Baez was born on this day, and Apple announced development of the first-generation iPhone on this day in 2007. Activities like reading, gardening, and travel remain among the most popular hobbies in America. But according to many sources, one of today's fastest-growing hobbies is birdwatching. Some 48 million Americans say they participate on some level, from backyard sightings to competitive outings. Only one other pastime has been on such a hot streak in the past decade, and that is genealogy. It hasn't hurt, of course, that the advent of the information age has put family ancestry searches only a few mouse clicks away. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
J&M Liquor proudly supports the talented and skilled Southern Raiders winter sports teams. The athletes' drive and dedication are sure to bring home the wins at the upcoming events. Good luck from your friends and loyal fans at J&M Liquor in Wymore. Always proud to support our local high school sports teams. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home is proud of the skill, spirit, and perseverance of the Southern Raiders winter sports teams and will be rooting for the guys and girls at all of the upcoming events. Good luck, athletes, from your friends at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the final week of the regular season for the NFL, and the Kansas City Chiefs walked away with a big victory over the Las Vegas Raiders, 31-13 on Saturday. It was a strong start for the Chiefs as they finished the first quarter 7-3, putting 17 more points on the board before the half and keeping the Raiders at no more than a single touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Motion McKinnon, Pacheco's in there as well, and they give it to Pacheco. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That audio from the NFL Network, that puts the Kansas City Chiefs still atop the AFC West with an overall record for the regular season at 14-3. The victory also clinches the number one seed for the playoffs going into next week. Kansas City is set to play at a neutral site for the AFC Championship against the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are sitting number one in the AFC East, sitting 13-3 for the regular season. The Las Vegas Raiders end up number three in the AFC West, sitting 6-11. Just above them is the San Diego Chargers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
It's $5.99 barbecue time. Hurry to Hog Wild for a complete barbecue meal that's sure to fill you up for only $5.99. Josh Nicolette, Hog Wild partner and general manager at Harry and Rock Road, has got all the details.
Get a Hog Wild sandwich loaded with our award-winning meats like pulled pork, pulled chicken, or hot links. Plus your choice of a classic side and a drink for just $5.99.
Upgrade your sandwich to beef brisket for just a dollar more. Join us for lunch or dinner. You can also order online at GoHogWild.com. Hogwild Pit Barbecue, 6 locations in Wichita, also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
The Kansas Jayhawks hold on to their number three overall position nationwide in college hoops as they took on the West Virginia Mountaineers on Saturday, winning 76-62. It was a strong start for the Jayhawks as they finished the first quarter 42-35. As guard Grady Dick ended up leading the Jayhawks with points, sitting 16 points overall in the game, 26 minutes played, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. He was followed by Jalen Wilson with 14 points on the board and 34 minutes in play, along with KJ Adams Jr. with also 14 points on the board and 30 minutes played in the game. Kansas is still tied for the top of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 14-1 overall. Their next game is on Tuesday against the Oklahoma Sooners. That game is at home with tip-off at 8 p.m. The Jayhawks are tied atop the Big 12 Conference with the Kansas State Wildcats, who also won over the weekend against the number 19 Baylor Bears, 97-95. Marquise Noel was again the top scorer for the Wildcats with 32 points on the board and 43 minutes played in the game. They're at home on Tuesday night with tip-off at 6 p.m. against the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Friday night basketball action and girls play. Marysville beat Abilene 35-26. Chapman took Clay Center 47-43. It was Hanover girls over Frankfort 50-31. Clifton Clyde took Axtell 42-17. Donovan West over Washington County 63-32. Lynn girls beat Centralia 48-46. Blue Valley top Wetmore 68-6. Fall City Sacred Heart over Odell girls 46-31. And on Saturday, Southern girls took Wilbur Claytonia 41-26. Boys play Friday, Marysville over Abilene 57-49. Clay Center top Chapman 67-47. Hanover boys edged Frankfort 56-50. Clifton Clyde over Axtell 50-41. Washington County boys took Donovan West 53-33. Centralia over Lynn 44-34. And Blue Valley beat Wetmore 60-30. Fall City Sacred Heart top Diller Odell 42-32. Boys action Saturday, Wilbur Claytonia took Southern 46-37. Mudeca's tournament tips off this week at Beatrice. Marysville wrestlers finished fourth in the Beatrice Invitational Saturday. Gable Fredrickson won first, Dakota Slupionic second, Keegan Waters and Juwandre Walton took third, Taven Wilson, Carter Trimble, Brock Cromie, Ian Dedamore finished fourth. Eli Zidlancic, Cameron Wilson, and Braden Dwirlcotty took fifth. In the girls' division, Ella Johnson took first and Rose Latta second.
It's a special week for the Twin Valley League as all eyes move to the TVL basketball tournament coming up on Saturday in Washington. For the latest updates on all things Twin Valley League, you know where to go. The TVL Spotlight, a product of KNDY Radio. For the latest updates, get set for my favorite week of Twin Valley League sports. Check out the TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Mudeckis basketball tournament tips off Monday in Beatrice with girls play. Diller O'Dell faces Fall City Sacred Heart at 3:30, and Southern takes on Bruning Davenport Shickley at 5. Both those games in the auditorium. Boys on Tuesday, first round in the Class A division. Southern meets Parkview Central at 5 at the auditorium. Diller O'Dell faces Lewiston at 5:30 in the B division at the middle school. Semifinals are on Thursday, girls' championships Friday, boys' championships Saturday in Beatrice.
Gardeners, be on the lookout for invasive insects. You've probably heard about the Asian longhorn beetle, and more than 24 states and several provinces in Canada have found emerald ash borers feeding on native and landscape ash trees. The latest invader, the lanternfly, was discovered just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in September. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Even if you don't live near Philadelphia, it's helpful to have as many people watching for this and other invaders that may infest our landscapes and natural spaces. The colorful lanternfly is a moth-like insect with black spots on a pair of tan wings and a second pair of wings that are red, white, and black. It feeds on leaves and young stems of hardwood trees and grapes and has the potential to cause great economic and environmental damage. Contact your local extension service if you see this or a new infestation of other invasive insects. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Athletes have stories of overcoming failure in order to reach triumph. For Scott Hamilton, the journey to a gold medal seemed to be leading to heartbreak and his family to bankruptcy. His family's story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Scott Hamilton had a mysterious illness that kept him from growing at the same pace of other children. His doctor suggested going to a local ice rink to give his parents a break and provide Scott a place to exercise. He took to the sport and began to compete.
but with varied success.
I was just a mess. You know, my first three trips to Nationals, I was ninth, ninth, and seventh. And really, you know, that was about as well as I was going to do. The first ninth, I fell five times in my free program and just bombed.
The skating had been a nice pastime, but it was time to quit.
My parents told me it was time to stop because they were out of money and they were basically bankrupt. I had 1 year left in skating and they just figured out how to keep me through one more year, and I won Junior Nationals that year by some fluke.
The victory gained him a sponsor, a highly regarded coach, and a trip to train in Denver. But the motivation came from his mom, who passed from cancer.
You know, I just decided that I was going to honor her every single day because she sacrificed so much. She had really very little quality of life, you know, as far as all the other skate moms and all the other professors at the university. She didn't get new clothes. She didn't get to go out to dinner. She sacrificed everything so that I could skate.
He's never forgotten the sacrifices both of his parents made for him.
Just giving me a family and giving me all that support through my illness. I mean, she would either spend the night in the hospital room or drive, you know, 2.5 hours back and forth at different places. And it was just really stressful and hard for her.
Scott's rise to gold medal competition is next time as we travel the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
There is good reason for optimism for sheep producers. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The American sheep industry is growing, especially from the consumer palate for lamb, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Hit in 2020, the demand for wool and lamb went belly up. But it's amazing how quickly things can turn around. 2022 could be filled with opportunities for sheep producers, especially in the lamb market. Susan Schultz is the president of the American Sheep Industry Association. She says the industry is growing across the board.
We've increased 13,000 producers over the last census. We're up to 100,000 people in the United States raising sheep now. From small flocks to large flocks, the diversity is unbelievable. Intensive operations, extensive operations, people who house their sheep, people who raise them on grass, combination of both. It goes on and on.
Sheep producers raise the animals for two products, wool and meat. She says the wool market took a hit with the trade wars and hasn't fully bounced back yet, except for the demand for fine wool, such as merino.
Consumers are embracing lamb on the dinner table. Consumption is up and the meat is selling at record prices.
And I think we attribute that to people staying at home during the pandemic and they got a little tired of chicken, beef, pork, and they tried lamb for the first time. They liked it. They realized it was versatile. They realized that it was a fun protein to work with. And I think we've got people that are going to eat lamb for next generation. So we're thrilled with that.
It's all about knowing your customers and what type of product they want. And there are huge opportunities in domestic lamb production. Schultz says we only raise 50% of the lamb that's consumed in the United States, and the rest is imported from Australia and New Zealand. Learn more about the sheep industry at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
money have the power to do? From song lyrics to life experience, we know some of the things it can't do. Money can't buy you love. It doesn't bring happiness, make you smarter, or give self-esteem.
Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
In and of itself, money has no power. It is only a tool. No matter how much money you have, God gives you the freedom to make choices about money. He also says he'll give you wisdom to guide those choices. Money is a tool that can be used to prepare for the unexpected. It allows you to plan for the future, to provide stability in your community, and a way to support your church. By itself, money has no power. What you choose to do with it creates all of money's clout. So, how will you choose to use money today?
U.S. Farm Financials for 2022 and a look ahead to this year, today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
2022 was a good year financially for the U.S. ag sector overall, so says Seth Meyer, chief economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Net cash farm income is record high, and net farm income the highest since the 70s. So both measures of kind of the aggregate health of the sector, either at records or the highest number in several decades. Trade, record high. We saw assets and equities rise in 2022 and even some declines in debt with rising asset valuations.
Meyer lists a variety of reasons for the impressive bump in farm income, including the Russian invasion of Ukraine back in February.
The invasion caused all kinds of turmoil in commodity prices and input prices and concerns about fertilizer, significant volatility in corn, in wheat, and on fertilizer and energy prices that created a lot of anxiety.
Meyer was asked if the high-flying farm economy is poised for a reversal.
I'm not thinking about a collapse. I don't think this is going to be a collapse, but it's hard to post this kind of aggregate positive farm income story 2 years in a row.
Meyer says farmers tend to curb their optimism by believing that the good times won't last forever. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, heading into the new year, there were multiple ongoing discussions impacting U.S. trade. Michael Clements shares more on what to expect for the rest of this year.
With two newly confirmed ag trade officials, Doug McCallop and Alexis Taylor, the U.S. has a significant trade agenda for 2023. According to Dave Salmonson, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Government Affairs Director, the Biden administration is engaged in several negotiations.
Biggest is the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. There's also upcoming continuation of talks with Taiwan and in a continuing also discussions with the United Kingdom. And discussions were also started last fall and will continue with Kenya. Outside of the direct negotiations with other countries, there's the continuing efforts to do reform at the World Trade Organization. So lots of work ahead.
And there are trade issues to work out in North America, including Mexico's decree regarding corn imports.
Actually, January 10th, there's a North American Leaders Summit in Mexico City, and we know this issue is on the agenda. If that can't be resolved, that may have to go to a case under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And with Canada, looks like we're heading towards another case on their dairy import regulations, the way they've been enforcing the regulations they put in place after the USMCA went into force isn't giving the U.S. the access that we had negotiated.
As for Congress, Salmonson adds there's a few trade topics to consider there as well.
there's a lot of ideas of things to do on trade. I think what you'll see, especially from the House Republicans, is more of a push to a little more substance in these trade discussions. And I think they'll take up getting a new trade promotion authority legislation, along with the usual oversight that they'll do and trying to make sure that trade is a part of our economic growth.
That's a look at your Ag News on this Monday, January the 9th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The end-of-the-year liquidation sale is on right now at Riverwind RV. Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, and if you're in the market for a recreational vehicle, now is the time to buy. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models by offering huge discounts on 2022 and earlier models. Riverwind RV invites you to stop in and see for yourself. Discounts so big that you have to see it to believe it. Riverwind RV, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover Road at 159th Street East in Kellogg, has whatever you may be looking for with new or used travel trailers, fifth wheelers, or toy haulers. Plus, they have all types of manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone. It's out with the old and in with the new at Riverwind RV at Wichita's East Side, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, right at 159th East and Kellogg Drive. Stop in, check them out online at riverwindrv.com, or call them at 316-364-3333.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 400 big fancy Angus, black white face, red Angus, and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight calving bulls to start calving late January through March. Spring bred cows consist of over 300 black white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old, with many being 3 to 5 years. These cows are due for February, March calves. We will have 125 fall calving cows, 2 years to 7 years old, with 27 being black and black white face cows, 2 to 3 years old, with big September-October calves by side. All of these cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. The consigned cattle. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 11th, at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Industrial hemp could be another feed alternative for cattle. It's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Uses for industrial hemp and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhans is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting. So that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? Well, they fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The million-dollar question is, when is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhans says the research continues. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about hemp for cattle at agriculture.com.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Ikenala with you on this Monday. And on this Monday, there seems to be some repositioning happening in the markets, mainly because of Thursday's crop report that's due out from the USDA. Here's what we're looking at currently. Right now, you've got corn for March at 654.5. That's up a half. May corn, even right now, at 654 even. Kansas City wheat for March, 832.25. That's up a quarter right now. Kansas City wheat for May, 828.5. That's up a half. March oats down 3.75 at 340.5. May oats down 4.25 at 339. January soybeans right now looking at 1507.25. That's up 5.75. Soybeans for March up 3/4 at 1493.25. Cotton for March, 86.44, that's up 76 cents. Cotton for May, 86.15, that's up 47 cents on this Monday so far. Live cattle for February, 157.50, that's up 72.5 cents. Live cattle for April, 161.45, that's up 77.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, up 75 cents at 183.45. Feeder cattle for March, 186.07, and that's up 42.5 cents currently. Crude oil for February, $75.20 is your current price, and that's up $1.44. March crude oil, $75.48, that's up $1.44. When we take a look at gold, here's what we're looking at on this Monday. Gold for February, $18.75, and that's up $5.30. Gold for April, $18.91.40, that's up $5.50. Silver for March, $23.85, that's down 13 cents. Silver for May, $24.04, and that's down 12 cents. Dow Jones up 146, S&P up 39, NASDAQ up 219. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker, and same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTac offers are all full-flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yield. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Oral land lease agreements are nothing new to many in Kansas, but knowing the laws in place to protect landowners and leasers alike is important. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. Sharing information on those laws is K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed.
So it's very traditional here in Kansas to just have an oral lease, and there's not really anything wrong with it if disputes do not arise. But Kansas has a very good set of laws that help protect the landowner and the tenant when there's not a written lease. I'm not saying it's a good idea to not have a written lease. I do think it is. The tricky part when it's oral, yes, there's a set of statutes that I'm going to talk about, but if the tenant and the landlord had intentions of doing something otherwise, but it's not in writing, it's very hard for a court system to look into what party is correct in this arrangement. So having a lease in writing is a good idea, end of the day.
Reed goes on to explain that these oral leases are understood to run on a yearly basis and that the process of proper termination is key to understand.
If nothing is in writing, so you're subject to an oral lease, that lease by statute is only 1 year in length. And that starts March 1st and runs through March 1st of the following year. The other nuance is that automatically renews unless that lease is properly terminated. But the termination notice must be in writing 30 days prior to March 1st. The catcher there is February only has 28 days. So really by the end of January, this termination notice needs to be delivered to the tenant. It has to be in writing, so certified mail. If the tenant cannot be found, it can be left at the usual place of residence, given to someone 12 years of age, or posted in a conspicuous place.
She ends with insight on some of the rights that both landowners and leasers have in these unwritten agreements in Kansas.
There's specific property laws and contract laws. So basically the right of possession tells us that as the landowner leases to the tenant has rights to that property for that leased period, and that landowner does not actually have certain rights for their own ground during that time. The landowner can go on their property to do certain inspections, to do repairs of the property, show the property to prospective buyers, collect rent, or deliver notice of termination. One other thing is the right to harvest the crops. So basically, the crops that are growing on that ground are considered generally the personal property of the tenant. So if they get terminated and say have wheat in the ground, obviously that'll be growing past March 1st. The tenant does have the right to go in and harvest that crop.
Once again, that was K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed sharing information on Kansas lease laws for oral agreements. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.